auditor this week takes a hard look at the city's services for unhoused people. It finds the city isn't effectively tracking whether the millions of dollars it's spending on addressing homelessness have been successful. Here's KQED's Sarah Hosseini.
The findings represent a three-year period through 2021, and in that time, Oakland spent nearly $70 million on programs aimed at helping unhoused people ultimately transition into permanent housing.
And it was mixed results.
That's city auditor Courtney Ruby. She says understanding the success of the city's crisis response, from operating emergency shelters to longer-term housing, is limited. That's in part because the city doesn't have a strategic plan or even solid data around capacity and outcomes.
When we're looking at serving 4,400 people a year, how many of these people could we place in permanent housing? And then we have to have the data to know how long they're staying in permanent housing. Is it a day? Is it a year?
Nita B is with the Homeless Action Working Group, which advocates for unhoused folks. She says the inadequacies are frustrating.
I hope Human Services uses this report as a blueprint to do better and really serve the people of Oakland and to properly use those public funds.
In a statement, officials with Oakland's Homeless Administration and Human Services said they are committed to creating a strategic plan as they continue to absorb responsibilities for delivering homelessness services that they say would have typically been handled by the county.
Whatever resources we have, we should use them more efficiently and have better oversight so we can maximize the value of those resources. I agree with that.
Dan Culp serves on the city council